Maine Hockey getting set to host a pair of Hockey East games tonight and tomorrow night against the Huskies of UConn. To tell us more about it, we welcome in our friend John Shields, the voice of the Maine Black Bears. Hello there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
Pretty well, thanks. Are you on site yet, or are you headed up a little bit later?
I'm going to head up after we're done chatting, 7:35 face-off, so plenty of time before we drop the puck on this one tonight.
Oh, yeah. You got all kinds of time there. Last weekend, the Black Bears took on the Northeastern Huskies. Coach Ben Barr had told us ahead of time he was hoping to see consistent play and effort from his Black Bears. Got some of that on Saturday, not so much on Friday night.
Or pretty much the majority of the game. They got shut out in game one, and he made some changes before game number two. He made some lineup changes, and there were some guys out there that were some guys in the scratches who didn't play, who you would expect to see out there. So some messages sent to the team, and you know, they played a lot better on Saturday night. They had a jump out of the gate. They had a couple guys play their first games of the season. Johnny Malera played game number one on his year, and then you had Edward Lindelow, who's been around the club for a long time, a locker room guy that all his teammates like, and he played his first game of the year. So that helped to change things up, but it was a weird hockey game, Rich. They had a 2-0 lead going towards the end of the second period, and the Northeastern was able to get a goal in before the end of the second period. So it was 2-1 after two. They tied the game at 3 in the third, and then they sent a real weird shot on net. And it's been talked about a lot this week. Basically, the Northeastern defenseman was in the neutral zone, and he had the puck at center ice towards the boards, and the main goaltender, Victor Ostman, scanned the ice, and while he was scanning the ice to see if anybody was coming down on the far side wing, the Northeastern defenseman fired the puck on net, and it went by him, and that was the go-ahead goal, and it would be the game winner. So a tough way to end a game that you led 2-0.
Absolutely. Now, Coach Barr told us the other day, and I don't think he was taking a shot at his team. It's just a reality. He said, we're not going to out-talent a lot of people, so we've got to outwork them.
Yep. He has said that quite a few times. And, you know, he's saying, I don't want to be a broken record, but the facts are the facts. And that's true. They have to find ways to win and dig in and you know, forecheck hard and not let these teams get to the net. And they, in goal, Maine's got to hopefully find one of these goaltenders to kind of step up and play consistently. And they both have played good at times, but not consistent enough to help get Maine their first win of the season. So they split the time last weekend. Matthew Thiessen played Friday night. Victor Ostman played Saturday night. So it feels like it will be Thiessen and net tonight, but would like to see one of the goalies settle in and go on a run here of some good games in a row.
This is a UConn team that comes in tonight. They've had an interesting schedule. When the weekend is over, I believe it will be 7 straight road games for them.
Yeah, Road Warriors. The Huskies have been on the road, and they're an experienced team. They welcome back 5 of their top scorers from last season. So this is a very good UConn Husky team, coached by Mike Cavanaugh, who has a Maine connection. He went to Bowdoin College, played there. But they're a talented team, returning some firepower from last year. So this is not a team to look past in Hockey East. They're a team that's going to be in the mix.
And you mentioned a 7:35 start tonight. What time on Saturday?
7:05, so 7 o'clock basically tomorrow night. They'll drop the puck at 7:05 tonight, 7:35, so a little bit later tonight.
All right, so I don't have to worry tomorrow if Maine goes 7, 8, 9 overtimes in the football game. We'll be fine. We won't cut you off.
Plenty of time to have the football game run its course, get dinner, come back for hockey.
I like that. That sounds like a pretty good plan indeed. Well, John, we'll be tuned in tonight, the Black Bears and the UConn Huskies, 7:35. What time does the pregame begin?
7 o'clock, top of the hour. Larry and I will be on the air with coverage, and we'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Well, we thank you, John, for making time for us. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll visit again next Friday.
Thank you very much. Talk to you then.
It's John Shields, the voice of the Maine Black Bear hockey team. On Downtown, our Black Bear reports are presented by Clearpoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. and Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com.